You know what? I'm starting with applause. Colleen, that video is incredible.
Thank you very much, really. I really appreciate that, and I'm happy that you like it so much.
This project has been months in the making, and now the video's out,
Yes.
the song is out, and people are freaking out. How are you feeling?
I'm on cloud nine, totally. Like everything, it feels like a dream to me. And I was so much looking forward to this day and to the press conference and just to releasing everything. It feels like, sending your child, or what I imagine it to feel like, your child, being sent off into the big world. Yeah, it has been a baby of mine now for a very long time, and just releasing that and being able to share it and to then multiply this energy, it's a dream come true, totally.
And just to clarify, are you in your bedroom right now? Where are you?
Yes, who doesn't have a bedroom like this, with a lot of mirrors and curtains, Yeah, exactly. That's how I always go to bed. No, it's a dancing studio, yeah, that I'm in at the moment.
Wow, incredible. Well, speaking of dancing, let's talk about this song, We Will Rave. How was the song born? Was it made for Eurovision? Did it come to you from someone?
Yeah, so it was completely made for Eurovision, and it was also completely made for me, which is something that I'm very proud of. So I got together with the producers, or I met them several times already during my work at Eurovision, and last year in the delegation bubble, we just got into this conversation, and I was telling them, yeah, I make music as well. How would you feel about maybe making something for Eurovision? And they were totally on board. So because they are Swedish and Danish, I waited for Mello to have their deadline for all the submissions, and then I chimed in and yeah, briefed them about what I was just feeling like doing, which of course involved dancing, some reference songs and stuff. But I also said, well, I trust you guys, you know what you do. And then I flew to Malmö without having heard the song once, into the recording studio, and they said, well, the song is going to be called We Will Rave. And I was like, okay, wait, We Will Rave, that the pre-Eurovision Colleen was not so much that We Will Rave person. So coming from that Barbie pop, what I like to call it, because I think for me it's, yeah, it's a little more girlish, it is sexy, but still it's very mainstream pop. Coming into this rave transition, it was like, okay, can Colleen do this? It was this question in my head, but then I completely fell in love with it, and also I fell in love with the idea of you have to do something special for Eurovision. I think even if you have been an artist before, and probably you're going to be an artist after as well, for sure. But Eurovision is just, it's such a big and special project, and I think having a song that's made completely for that stage, also with having transitions in mind, camera work in mind, lights in mind, just everything that this stage offers. I think that's the way to approach it. And I'm very happy that I got to, yeah, do this.
When I hear the song, my blood gets flowing. I feel happy. When you spoke to the songwriters, did you tell them you wanted uplifting? I guess, how did they know that this was right for Colleen?
That's a good question. I think I told them, well, of course, a little bit about Colleen, about my adjectives. I always say, I am sexy. I want to be sexy on stage. I feel confident doing this. Also confidence and strength, and but also happiness. Yeah, I think that's a big part of Colleen as well. Positivity all the way through, because I think you can also go into the sexiness towards a more, yeah, not negative, but like more mystical, more edgy. But I'm the positive, sexy Colleen. And yeah, I think maybe then something clicked with them. Although I do think that We Will Rave goes into that edginess as well. But I think it just suits your vision perfectly. And also, it's very fun for me, also during the process of the music video, to just jump in between those different versions, because I think every one of us has different versions of themselves. And if not on a Eurovision stage, yeah, where else to, let that other Colleen or William flow free?
Oh, that other William, let me tell you, he was in that video like, girl, I was jealous because there is so much beauty, physicality. And what's impressive to me is you still pop out, even with all of that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's a
Yeah,
shot.
we had a lot of fun shooting it, and it was so cold during that time. We shot it in LA, and you would expect, yeah, LA nice weather. Oh, it was colder than in Austria at the moment, and it was raining the entire day, so I was freezing. So it helped a little, the being close to each other.
Did you choreograph it yourself?
No, I didn't. I choreographed everything up until the moment that I was selected for Eurovision. So all this, pre-selection process and stuff, I did choreograph a piece for that, just to show them that, you want me as an artist, you will get dancing as well. But after that, no, we now have a choreographer on the team, and I just want to get that part. Although I could do it myself, I want to give it to someone else so I can just concentrate on performing and stuff like that. So I had help with that.
Yeah, I love that scene where you're just walking away. At the end, you're like, I'm done, girls. I did my business. Where is she going? Where is that woman going after the rave?
Well, maybe to bed. I was definitely gonna go to that very hot shower after that day. Well, where is she going? I guess probably she's just wandering around looking for the next rave to fire up.
Yeah, she's definitely going to the Eurovision final, let me tell you, because
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, let's cross all our fingers, but yeah, I would be very happy about that.
and so if you had to put a story on the video, what is the story? Who is Colleen in the video and what's going on?
Good question. Well, I think Colleen in the video it's a little bit what I'm experiencing at the moment. She's wandering around. She's just coming to that place where, okay, there's something happening. There are energies there that she maybe hasn't felt before, but still she knows she's in charge. And she feels that, okay, there is attention, there is everything, but she wants to be in control, and she is in control. And I think being that person, that maybe ball or force of energy that people can look up to, especially then also on the Eurovision stage, and just connect to, like a power charger, basically. I will be the person everyone can connect to and have a great time in their own way. I think that's my position, and also probably in the music video. Like, you could connect, of course, to me, and the voice could connect to me, but I think it's just all multiplying energies, but still with one person being in control, and that will be me.
Part of me was wondering, are the boys connecting with each other? But that's just me.
Yes, but maybe that also happened. Also, what's really funny, every time I watch the music video, I have the moment in my head where I feel like, well, did I really do this in this shot? Was my hand there? Were we that close to each other? It's all it sounds like this excuse, you have in your relationship when someone asks, you did this. I'm like, I can't remember. But now I really can't remember. Which is fun. But that's why also I love the music video so much. I think it's cut very well and very clever, and you just want to keep watching it, because there are just parts maybe you missed the first time and then you saw it again, but you want to see it even closer. And yeah, I think it's really, really fun.
What I love is that, yes, it's very sensual and sexual, but it's also classy and artistic. There are certain angles, like when we see you in silhouette, it feels like art at certain moments, particularly indoors. There are like light boxes behind you. Was it difficult to get the balance right?
Well, the balance is always something that it's top priority for me, because I think it's very easy being sexy and then going towards this, like cheap, maybe. Cheap direction. And I totally don't want that. And I feel like being a dancer as well, and feeling confident in the sexiness, you can slip into that very easily. And I just want to keep it classy. And also, I think that's what helps me being a grown woman now, or more mature that I can't, that I feel confident in doing that and not just be like, okay, can I touch myself there? No, I touch myself because I'm in control and I can't touch myself there. You know, if that makes sense. But the balance, it is always on top of our list because we know that it can slip very easily. But I think, yeah, with the music video and also with this artistic and professional approach, yeah, it is more easily doable than you'd think.
Now, people know that in the past you had wanted to go to Eurovision. I
Yes.
almost feel like it's a blessing that in the past maybe it didn't happen, but it's happened now. Do you feel that the timing is right? And if so, why?
Yeah, totally. I keep telling that story now that last year after I got the message that I won't go to Eurovision, with my song, then I was so devastated completely. I was shattered and I was like, okay, but what am I gonna do now? And it was all before my debut album and of course before We Will Rave Now. And I was like, oh, when in my life will it gonna be okay? And yeah, I'm now fast forward to that moment where I am right now, I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Like it makes so much sense now because I think in that past year, from not having made it to now having made it, it's there's been a lot of character development, a lot of more finding artistically what I want to do, more standing up for myself, having an opinion, not being afraid of that. And then also a year ago, I wouldn't have had We Will Rave. And now I have this amazing song. And yeah, it is my perfect Eurovision song. So I think everything makes sense now. And I also live by that quote, if you will, that if it's not okay, it's not the end yet. And I think yeah, it doesn't make sense very often.
You know, I keep thinking as a dancer, someone who danced, you've probably endured injury. You've probably endured great stress. Do you think that approach, that lifetime of training, sort of influences how you view the world?
Probably, yeah. I think being a dancer, being a singer, also being an artist, that a lot of people now say, well, but who is she? Has she been around? Also with my connections to working in the like on stage and also in Eurovision, is she just that girl that now got to Eurovision because she knows someone or whatever? I think I know the feeling of not having made it. If that makes sense. So, yeah, where was I gonna get to now? I lost it. But I think that depression, if you want to call it that, or just like losing sometimes in life, I think it's so important. Also, maybe oh, again, comparing it to relationships, I think it's so important that maybe you have had your heart broken once or twice before you find the love of your life. Because then you can appreciate it, then you can cherish it, then you maybe know what you want and you don't just fall for that fairy tale. And I think it's the same for every other situation probably. And now that I've danced with like being on pills because I was in so much pain. Also, I lost. I didn't go to Eurovision last year. All of those things, of course, they click together and they just make you who you are today. And so I'm glad that everything that happened in my life happened to me.
And so are we, because it brought us to this moment. And I am streaming We Will Rave.
Thank you.
Incredible to me that you can sing while doing things with your body, while dancing. Because I had seen, in the Austrian jury, how you moved while also maintaining your voice.
Thank
How do you do that? Just tell us, please. Is it running on the
Oh,
treadmill?
wow. I think there is not that one recipe. I wish there were. I think it's just it's different approaches. My approach, of course, is coming from the dancing side and also being a choreographer and a teacher, that I'm just used to dancing a choreography and teaching the choreography while moving. So when I, for example, I go through choreography, the whole chorus, let's say it's 30 seconds, I dance full on and I count. And I explain and I talk. So usually after that 30 seconds or maybe a whole song, I am out of breath, but I always think, yeah, that's gonna help me one day. And so I do that. I think that helps. Also, I really love going to the gym every morning. It's part of my routine. I do that. I go on the Stairmaster for at least 15 minutes. Then I do some weights. And I try to really focus on my heartbeat rate. And also I try to only breathe through my nose. Because I heard breathing through your mouth is not healthy for once. But I think it also helps then, because then when you breathe through your nose, you don't have as much air as when you breathe through your mouth. And then when you sing, you of course you have to breathe through your mouth. And then my body's like, oh, where's all that air coming from? And then yeah, it gets easier. But then again, it's also routine and just sticking to it and working, yeah, working on the thing that you want to achieve. So a mix of everything. And I'm sure that Beyoncé has her own routine and they all have their own routine. So it's just finding what works for you.
And I think Colleen's routine also includes kindness, being down to earth. Because when the leak happened on Twitter and people were playing an earlier version of We Will
Yeah.
Rave, you didn't seem to get angry. You were very calm. Could you tell us about what you were feeling
Yeah.
during that period?
Well, when the leak happened, I was really busy with just being taking all in, basically. It was on the day where I was revealed as an artist, which for like as a thing on itself was so overwhelming and just so amazing for me. And I was so grateful for everything that happened that day. And then the leak happened, and everyone around me, like the team, they were like, oh my God, it has happened. We have to do something against that. And they were more in that negative energy side. And I was just like, why are you all getting so stressed about this? Like, of course you don't want this to happen. Of course, yeah, it's not what we planned, but it's a demo I'm still very proud of. It although it's the song, it doesn't really have anything to do with the version that has come out now. And they don't know the choreography, they don't know anything else. It's still maybe it's just good that it happened. And I think in the end, it's good that it happened also because people started to like it so much. And then there was this hype. And I, yeah, for me, just the whole Eurovision thing is just so, I'm so grateful for that just everything that happens along the way for me is a blessing. And also because the people just reacted to it so positively, I was like, yeah, that's my song. Yes, I'm proud of that. So just take it. And yeah, I can't change it anyways. I think nowadays with the internet, it's just out there. Once it's out there, yeah, I'm just glad it was a good demo version. And so I'm glad the people enjoyed it already.
And then compared to what we have now, the song's been on a journey because when I listened just now, it's more dynamic. The whole time, I feel like we're going level up, level up, level up till the
Yeah.
end. It's like, whew.
Yeah.
What was the feedback you had for songwriters? What was the journey from demo to now?
I think it was exactly about that. That was the main focus, that it has this evolution and that it keeps changing up throughout the song. And also we had in mind, what could you do staging wise with maybe a break, maybe a transition, maybe a rave part. And I think especially on a Eurovision stage, that's the beauty of the production, that you can do so many things. And I think we just had fun with it. We just played with it, and then we just kept making parts bigger and then other parts a little smaller again, so that there's just this dynamic. And I think that also connects my world to dancing as well, because if you dance an entire number with the same energy, it's not really interesting. Also, if I were keeping the like this, and I would talk in a sentence, that's also not interesting. So I think that's it. That's the secret sauce to everything in life.
Ooh, we will have a little more sauce, y'all. Cover ourselves. Now, when it comes to staging this at Eurovision, you just spoke about you've built in moments, you have a clear vision. Which choreographer did you choose to work with?
So we had a couple in mind, but then we ended up picking Lucas McFarlane. He choreographed last year's Eurovision, like the whole opening interval act, Tutor Aura act. Yeah, so I think he's the perfect choreographer for this number because he thinks in images. And again, not just having a close up, having a wide shot, having this, and just four dancers around me, but no, we will try to implement stuff that maybe you haven't seen before. And then again, you just want to see once more. So you go, you stream it, you probably vote up, hopefully, for being able to see it in the finale again. Yeah, just making it interesting and making it pop out. That's our mission.
What's it like for you? Obviously, you're an incredible singer, but also incredible choreographer. So, what's it like for you to sort of not take advice or to listen to someone else, to sort of put the dance in their hands?
It's I feel two sides here because I like to be in control, and also coming from the choreographer side, I know I can be in control, and I know that's something I'm capable of doing. But now I also feel like it's nice to give this to someone else to be able to rely, like, you're responsible for this now. I don't have to worry. Do the dancers know the steps? Are they in the right positions? Maybe should we clean something again because they're not in sync? That's someone else's job, and I can just focus on my job. I think it's also something that I have to get used to still because I like to have my eyes everywhere. But for me, it's a process, but it's a nice one. And also, I always try to brief everyone, give very specific comments so that they can work, like they can make it work as well for them. Because, you know, like in the end, I want just everyone on my team to be happy and to have the feeling that yes, they did their best work. Because also, I let them do their best work. Because if I just say, don't do this, don't do this, don't this, you know, it's very limited also in their creativity. So I think it's a give and take, and that's the beauty of it all. And coming from a very, very small team where it was actually just me, the baby Colleen, the baby Barbie Colleen, to now being able to have so many people to bounce ideas back and forth with, it's for me, it's a blessing, really. I enjoy that a lot.
We mentioned earlier how you're a bit of a Eurovision insider in the sense that you've worked, right? Were you creative director of Junior Eurovision? You were doing all the stage shows?
Yeah, exactly. I was a creative director at Junior. I was a stage director as well, so just responsible for all the kids there and making sure that the show can actually go live or that the show keeps running live, which is also it's very interesting at Eurovision, I think, because of all the changeovers between numbers. I think, yeah, Eurovision is just it's such a huge production, and there are so many things that you don't think of if you just like turn on your TV on May 11th and just watch the show. It goes beyond and beyond and beyond. And yeah, that's what this production is. That's what makes the production so great. And I got to see not every, but I think almost every single detail of it. And I think that helps me a little now because I just know, okay, we need this director's video by already 11th of March and not just April or something where maybe other artists think, oh, we have time, you know, 2 months. Okay. Yeah, just keep going so that later on you just have the best possible product, which of course we all want. Yeah, so it's very interesting. And also I'm looking forward to that moment very much when we are all in Sweden and I get to see the team because it's always kind of the same people working in the same positions. So I know a lot of them already, and now being able to, yeah, say hi to them and yeah, telling them the story now that it worked out for me, yeah, is something that I'm very proud of.
And fame, you actually famously have a role in Eurovision history because you were the stand-in for Eleni Ferreira's
Yeah,
Fuego, one of the
that's
best ever. Could you tell us how that came about and what that experience was like?
Yeah, sure. So that's a very, very interesting position to work in at Eurovision. I think being a stand-in, it's yeah, where you make the rehearsals through the rehearsals for the artists so that the staging, the content, the lights, the cameras, everything already works out before the artists even arrives. And it was 2018 in Lisbon where they just had one spot left in their stand-in team. And yeah, I got the chance to do it. And I think I was the lead artist for I think 6 countries or something. And of course, Eleni in that year, yeah, was one of the ones that got the better rank, yeah, rankings in the end. And it, of course, me being a dancer as well, it combined my worlds perfectly together. Yeah, so that video is also somewhere in the internet. Yeah, but it's very interesting. Also, at that time, I don't know if they still do it, singing live. Also, I had to sing "Hvala ne," Life, which I don't know, what was it? Serbian?
Slovenia.
Slovenian, yes. I don't know Slovenian, so I had to write the words down the way that I hear it and then learn that. Yeah, I did. I also did Finland. I did Monsters by Sara Alto. I did When We're Old by Lithuania, or Lithuania did that. I did Belgium that year. Yeah, it's a very, very fun process, and you just get to experience this whole process of a song, because also the standing video, if you see it now, it looks different from Eleni's performance, and that always helps, creative directors as well to be able to we need a little more, maybe the overlay, and stuff like that. It's very interesting.
And sometimes people think if you're on the creative team, you just show up, the day before. But you spent a lot of time in Armenia. You were there for like a few months for Junior Eurovision.
Totally. I mean, here I was the stage director, so I did have more responsibility. I already stage directed the standing rehearsals, for example. I just had to make sure that I know the stage. And junior time period wise is a little more compact because it's a little smaller than the big one. But yeah, I was there for I think 2 months. So 2 months pre-Christmas period in Yerevan, which was very nice. And I think also that's one of the nicest things probably in that job, to be able to just experience a lot of cultures and the way they work, and having that all come together at Eurovision, where everyone wants the same output, but the approach is always different depending on like where you're from. That's very interesting.
You are a diplomat. That was very well said.
No, but that's what it is, and I think every year, also depending on who wins, the show just looks completely different, and also the process is different, and it starts from working like at working hours, basically. I think in France, I don't know if you would find anyone in the office at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, for example, in Austria here, maybe you start at 7. So, and that's always very interesting. I think also for Eurovision to be able to then later on be this show. And just be this thing in the making with always having different people and cultures and influences.
And earlier you mentioned about your Eurovision stage show. You want it to be something people watch and they want to watch again. Can you tease any element of what we might see? Will we be at a rave, for instance?
Oh, we get, well, I think raving, I think it depends on the definition of raving. Because I think maybe everyone's definition is a little different. And I've also heard already, well, I wasn't expecting this in the music video. I expected a rave. Well, okay, what's a rave? I don't know. For me, it's a light show. For me, but it has to do with energy for me. It's just something you feel rather than something you see. And that's something I really want to achieve. I really want people in the audience maybe to even forget where they are, to chime in, to jump, to dance, to sing. I think the song is also great for singing along because it repeats the same phrase quite often. Also, rave, the word rave, I don't know, I think we should count probably how many times the word rave is in the song. Yeah, but getting lost in the moment, I think that's something that's really beautiful, and I hope that I can achieve that. And teasing something about the performance while there, I won't be on stage alone.
Okay. I pity any dancers with you because when you dance next to Colleen, that's a challenge because Colleen can dance. She steals
Thank you
the
so
show.
much.
Honestly, it's interesting that someone you'd mentioned earlier might say, oh, she got this because of connections. No. You watch the video, that is the response. She got the gig because of the talent. So again, we started with
Thank you very
applause.
much, really.
We end with applause because it's just incredible. When I saw that music video, this is not an exaggeration. My mouth was like, oh. I was like, it was like a meme, but you just keep going, taking it higher. And you also just looked incredible. Like, I mean, I'm the gayest gay on earth. And I was like having a moment like, what is happening? What is happening?
Thank you very, very much. Really, I really appreciate that. And I'm just happy that you like it, and hopefully people like it as much as I do. Because that's also it's not to be taken for granted. And I'm really, really happy that it goes into this direction where just a lot of people can do something with it. And it does something to a lot of people.
And can you remind our viewers which semi-final you're in?
I'm in the second semifinal. So, second semifinal, 9th of May. And yeah, I just hope that everyone else who's in the second semifinal, yeah, votes for Austria as well as maybe some other countries. And that, yeah, we will make it to the final.
You will rave, you will slay. Semifinal to Austria. That is Österreich. You have got my vote, girl. It is already
Oh,
done.
thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.